Hey guys, welcome to Behind the Counter, episode 2. I'm Vien, the smiling pharmacist, your host on today, and I thought I'd talk about a different side of business today, and that is the obstacle to growing your business. Now, I'm not gonna call myself someone who's experienced or successful in business, because I've just started out. But what I will say from my own experience is that if a business is not doing well, it's probably because of you. That's right. The owner operator. Sometimes you need to step back or get out of there so that you can let your staff and your business operate. And if you're an owner operator like myself, I've been in business for 1 month and 10 days now, I'm counting. I would say that looking after your health physically and mentally is crucial to business success. The days where I haven't slept enough, where I haven't been working out for a whole week, where I've stopped my meditation game, where I've stopped journaling my gratitude in the mornings, are the days where I am grumpy, less effective as a performer, and therefore more likely to be irritable around my staff and, God forbid, around my customers. So I want to go down the mental path first. One of the greatest success coaches and life coaches out there is no doubt Anthony Robbins. And one of the fundamental lessons that he always likes to teach in his lessons, in his books and audio CDs, is that motion is emotion. Now, I'll explain that in a minute. But all life is about getting pleasure and positive vibes and trying to avoid pain and negative vibes. Think about it for a moment. You decided to buy that fancy LV wallet. Why? Because it makes you feel good. Your friends will compliment you. Guys will take notice of you. And all for what? To make you feel good. This morning at 6 a.m. the alarm bell went off and you were meant to go to the gym, but you decided to sleep in. That's right. You slept in because, hey, it felt good being in bed. You don't want to wake up, get dressed, drive, 10 minutes to the gym when no one else is woken up yet. And the sun hasn't risen. It just feels good to just stay in bed. You don't want the pain of getting dressed. The pain of discipline. Well, think about it another way. Well, actually, those two examples will be enough for now. But let's move on to my point. My point is, we all want to avoid pain and feel good. And what are some other things that can make us feel good, albeit temporarily? Drugs? Yes. Alcohol? Yes. Stimulants? Cigarettes? Yes. They're all very short-term bursts of feel-good energy, dopamine rush, adrenaline junkie, climbing the mountain, skydiving, all very temporary. So Tony Robbins teaches us that another more effective way to feel good is to work on our physical being. Sorry guys for that interlude, had a customer come into the shop. So that's what I was saying, that the quickest way to get yourself into a positive state is to move your body. Think about it. A depressed person speaks fast or slow? Slowly, of course. A depressed person slouches or sits up straight on the chair? They slouch. A depressed person sleeps 12 hours or 8 hours? They sleep long. So, nothing against someone who's depressed, but a quick way to change your state, your mental state, is to sit up straight, do 20 star jumps, take a few deep breaths, clap your hands real quick, shake that body loose, loosen up those joints, loosen up that neck, stretch that neck, warm up that back, stretch your back. All these things will get you feeling better. And this is something that I had not been doing for the last week or two, or maybe for the last month. And, you know, it really drags your energy down. And no one wants to do business with someone who's a downer, do you? Of course not. You want someone who's energetic, who's vibrant, who's happy, who's smiling. So this podcast is kind of like a reminder for myself to remember these things and exercise obviously has health benefits. So if I can just do 10 push-ups, 20 push-ups, work my way up to 100 push-ups, do sit-ups, work my way up to 100 sit-ups, do burpees, those are pretty hard, work yourself up to 100 burpees, then I know I'm going to feel good. In fact, as I'm sitting here recording this podcast, I feel great. I've just done about 100 sit-ups, maybe about 40 burpees, and about how many sit-ups? Maybe 60 sit-ups, 90 sit-ups. I didn't hit 100, which is my goal, but hey, something's better than nothing, especially when it comes to exercise. And you know what the great thing is? Your tolerance, your resilience to exercise goes through the roof very quickly. First week, you might only do so much. The next week, you're doing double, you know? So those of you who are struggling to lose weight or to get into shape, just start. Don't spend money on expensive personal trainers or fitness gear or fitness belts or gloves or dumbbells or a bench for the house. Just start. Just drop. Give me a 10. Give me 10 sit-ups. Give me 10 push-ups. Give me 10 burpees, guys. Just start. All right. Well, I think that's it for today's podcast. Keep it nice and short and sweet. And I hope I've motivated you. Now get moving. All right, guys, take care.
The podcast you just heard was made using Anchor. Ever thought about making your own podcast? Anchor makes it really easy for anyone to get started. It's a one-stop shop for recording, hosting, and distributing podcasts. Best of all, it's 100% free. Sign up now at anchor.fm/new. That's anchor.fm/new to get started.